And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday, the 5th of July, 2015. It was on this date, 1687, Isaac Newton published one of the most important books in the history of science, his Mathematical Principles of Natural Philosophy, which contained Newton's three laws of motion, including objects in motion tend to remain in motion, and for every action there is an equal and opposite reaction. He also unified celestial and terrestrial mechanics under one umbrella, gravity, which caused planets to orbit the sun, moons to orbit the planets, and earthly objects like apples, for example, to fall to the ground when they are dropped. It was on this date, 1937, Spam was unveiled by Hormel Foods, pre-cooked pork and ham in a can, little potato starch, salt, sugar, sodium nitrate, to keep it pink. We're not sure what the name Spam actually stands for. Some people think it's a combination of spiced meat and ham. In Britain, they call it specially processed American meat. Other people say it means something posing as meat or a special product of Austin, Minnesota. Whatever it stands for, Spam is supposed to be written in all capital letters. It's the birthday of Chuck Close, the artist, born in Monroe, Washington, 1940. He grew up dyslexic, didn't do well in school. Father died when he was 11. His mother developed breast cancer. The family lost their house. The boy got a serious kidney infection, was bedridden for almost a year. But he got through it all by drawing and painting, and he took his first trip to the Seattle Art Museum after his father died. Chuck Close, who's known for his enormous portraits painted so realistically they look like photographs. Chuck Close, who has a condition called face blindness. He's unable to recognize individual faces. And it was on this date in 1950 the Battle of Osan took place, the first battle between American and North Korean troops in the Korean War, which had begun on the 25th of June. The North Korean People's Army crossing into South Korea. They captured Seoul. A few days later, American troops met the North Koreans in the city of Osan, just south of Seoul. The North Koreans came in with tanks. The Americans were not adequately armed. The tanks rolled right through them. The Americans lost the battle and retreated. Here's a poem for today by William Stafford, Maybe Alone on My Bike. I listen, and the mountain lakes hear snowflakes come on those winter wings. Only the owls are awake to see their radar gaze and furred ears alert. In that stillness, a meaning shakes, and I have thought maybe alone on my bike, quaintly on a cold evening pedaling home, think the splendor of our life, its current unknown as those mountains, the scene no one sees. Oh, citizens of our great amnesty, we might have died, we live. Marvels coast by, great veers and swoops of air, so bright the lamps waver in tears, and I hear in the chain a chuckle I'd like to hear. A poem by William Stafford, Maybe Alone on My Bike, from The Way It Is, published by Grey Wolf Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, the oldest monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. You can browse 100 years of poetry and become a subscriber at poetryfoundation.org. And by Progressive Insurance, with its Apron Project, celebrating progress and the people who make it happen. Produced by Joy Biles, engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.